While Mr. Ross is coming forward, I would like to thank those members of the committee for their sacrifice. Did not mean for today's presentation to drag on past your lunch hour. I personally want to thank you for your dedication. It seems like an issue that has galvanized a lot of voices, and you are doing a very good job, from my understanding, representing us in Sussex County.
My name is Martin Ross, and I represent the Delaware Farm Bureau as a committee member on the Board of Wetlands Advisory Committee.
Can't hear you.
Sorry. And I guess because of the sake of time, I know when Kelly Collins sent out the email that she said the topic of discussion today was going to be incentives, which I'm prepared to talk about. Do you folks meet next Tuesday?
Sure.
Yeah, well, we don't make a decision we don't have our Wetlands Advisory Committee until Wednesday. So for the sake of time and seeing Representative Wilson, Representative Hocker here, I would just respectfully ask that maybe I can address the council next Tuesday about the issue in more depth and allow them an opportunity to speak, because I don't know what their schedules are.
Sure. Gentlemen, please come on. Anybody want to on the committee?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
If I may, and let me take a second. You brought up a scenario before about my name is Mr. Herman. I live outside of Millsboro.
Are you on the committee, sir?
No, I'm not. But if I could just have 1 second, you about the tires. I'm sorry if you're going to bring this up.
No, sir. You can have that after this discussion here.
Okay.
We have area to do that. Right now, just the only of the people on the advisory council that are in the audience, if you choose to speak.
My name is Chris Basin. I'm the executive director for the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays, and I was invited to come. And I just wanted to give the Inland Bays perspective on the Wetlands Advisory Committee. In our watershed, we lost 1,000 acres of natural wetlands from 1992 to 2007. And wetlands are very important to the Inland Bays because they filter pollution, particularly nitrogen. They also protect our homes from flooding. So in our area, we have a real problem with losing wetlands, and we're going to be supportive of incentive-based programs and regulatory programs that can help protect those wetlands. We have a long way to go to restore the water quality of the inland bays, and they continue to be some of the most polluted waters in the region. So I also wanted to compliment Jim in particular for his talk about the incentive-based program. The way it struck me was a really innovative way. It's not a TDR program, but it's an innovative way on one property to protect those resources that are keeping our waters clean and that are keeping our economy, our tourism-based economy around the bays viable. So I just wanted to offer those comments. Thank you, sir.
Anybody else want to speak on in the...
While he's coming up, I would just like to point out that what Mr. McCauley presented is similar to what we already have on our code book in the cluster ordinance. We allow developers to cluster their development on one part of the land if they will promise to preserve, I believe, at least 30%. I proposed last week, I believe it was, or 2 weeks ago, that we look to do more in the lines of that type of preservation by creating a program that will allow higher densities only if you pay a fee to a conservation fund that could then purchase wetlands, for instance. But the regulatory approach, I would pray you rethink that. Second, you say that the bays are so doggone polluted, yet I have read many times they are improving in their quality. We have taken 60,000 private septic systems offline, and we have treated that effluent in central wastewater systems. We are doing things in our development process now that were unheard of 20 years ago to protect the waters. And we had a governor just 10 years ago that used to walk out into the bays in her tennis shoes, and each year she got progressively deeper because the water was getting cleaner to the point that she almost drowned. We have got to be careful about categorizing these bays as you just did. They are not toxic, and I would challenge you to present hard facts.
With all due respect, sir, mm-hmm. I didn't say that they were toxic. No,
they were the most polluted waters, and would you say, in the region? Please, let me see some statistics on that before you use those broad brush scare tactics.
Well, with all due respect, sir, I wrote the report on the state of the bays in 2011, and we had 31 environmental indicators empirically that detailed the condition of the bays, and I can refer you to that report. I'm sure I've sent it to you before. And
you're sure you sent it to me before?
Absolutely. And also, I don't want to belittle the fact that we've made a lot of progress in cleaning up the bays, and the county is involved in that as well. But the fact is, we still have conditions in these bays where the water is not clear. We have very low dissolved oxygen conditions, specifically in our creek, and we have a long way to go to clean them up.
Do you know that we have a bay that has one inlet into the ocean? Open up three or four more inlets, and you'll have a flushing mechanism that will clean those bays up naturally.
Are you going to pay for them bridges?
I'm just saying, you're asking a little bit too much for a bay that has one inlet to the ocean. You have farmers now practicing nutrient management techniques and practices unheard of even 15 years ago.
I think you might be misunderstanding me. What I'm saying is our bays are very polluted, and we have a long way to go to fix the problem. We have a pollution control strategy that details all the actions that are necessary to reach the goals that we've set out under the Clean Water Act and as a community. We've been making a lot of progress, and don't misunderstand me. All that progress is great, and it's part of my job to tout that every day. In fact, we just had a science committee meeting where we think we're starting to see some decreases in the nitrogen concentrations coming into the bays. That's a good thing. There's a lot of good indicators out there, but there are a lot of good indicators that say we have a long way to go. We're losing wetlands. Wetlands are one of the things that help keep the bays clean. What I'm up here saying is that it's important for the bays, it's important for the people that live around those bays and our economy to protect them.
Well, it would have been nice if you had put that in your opening statement instead of having me to drag it out of you. The bays are getting cleaner. The bays are healthy in many many categories.
Councilman Phillips, I appreciate your comments, but I don't appreciate the way you brought them to me.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President.
I will say this. He's quick. I'm going to say this. I can say I'm a little bit dense, but you sure implied it. You sure implied it. You can say what you want, but you implied that the bays are getting worse and not better.
No, sir,
you implied
I did
it.
Not.
You sure did.
We're going to move right along.
We all
thank
understand
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Well,
Mr. Walls.
Yes, sir. Bobby Walls.
There's somebody with a reasonable mind.
Good morning.
Morning or afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's almost evening, brother.
Glad to be here. Thank you for the invite. My name is Bob Walls. I'm State Executive Director of the FSA. And looking at this program, I've been to every meeting so far. I will miss the 9th, I think it is. April the 9th is coming up. I won't be there for that particular one. I have my wife up to the University of Pennsylvania that particular day for some treatment. There's one thing I can pretty much tell you, the way I look at this program, that he's talking about incentives or farmland preservations. If someone wants to be in a program, they can put it in there for a 10-year period with no money like you would be in the farmland preservations. I think there's some here on the council know what I'm talking about. There's no money exchanged. If you want to do that, put that in there for 10 years. After the 10-year period, you can have that option of either going back in or getting out if you want to do that. It's not locked in. The other thing that I would tell you, and I'm sure Senator Hocker would make this statement if he was up here, that we've heard from former Representative George Kerry, if it's wetlands, you can tell if a duck's walking or if he's swimming. So keep that in mind. Would think, my personal opinion, we have enough regulations. I don't think we need any more regulations. I don't think Deneric needs that. And that's, I'll cut my comments very brief if anybody's got something to say.
Thank you. My question, Mr. Walls.
I wish you would come to that meeting since you have that opinion.
Me too.
There's going to be an important vote. We could use your vote.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Wall.
Well, unfortunately, I can't vote. You've heard that before.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And the NRCS people can't vote either. We're really there to tell people that we're there for them. If they need some help to do something with their wetlands, NRCS and FSA will try to support them. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
They do a good.
Anybody else on the committee want to come speak? Anybody on the committee? Yes, ma'am. On the committee? Come on down, please. State your name.
Good afternoon. Helen Trillett in Lambay's Foundation.
Excuse me, ma'am. I went to back up a second. Are you on this committee we're talking about, the state-appointed committee by the governor?
For the, I'd say, yes.
Okay. One that, just make sure.
Yes, for the Citizens Advisory Council.
Wetlands Advisory Committee.
Yes, sir.
That these people serve on. You're on there with them, with Senator Hocker and Senator, or?
No, okay, I won't. I just wanted to say that I really like the tax program. I hope you'll really give it a lot of thought for
Thank
ditches.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anybody on the committee? Senator Hocker. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I hadn't planned on really saying anything today. I am on the committee. I'll probably be back next week, but I can assure you that Marty Ross is well advised on this, versed on this. He really speaks for everybody I know on Sussex County. But I'm very reluctant to give our state any additional regulation authority. Amen. And the reason why I say that is there legislation out there right now that a regulators are really fighting, and all it's asking is give transparency and give the economic cost-benefit analysis. And they are fighting that. They don't want that passed. We can't even get that bill out of committee. We can't stop regulations. We, as lawmakers, have asked our regulatory agencies not to put a regulation in effect, and they've done it anyway. So with that, I will not be voting to give them any other regulatory authority. Now, getting back to our bays, I was raised on a bays. I used to clam and help pay for some of my way through college. When you could go in the water almost up to your shoulders and see your feet. That changed. It changed years ago. And I remember an old-timer telling me one time who did a lot of net fishing, that the hickory shad that they used to catch for bait fish disappeared. And he said, Gerald, these are a clean water fish. We can't catch them anymore. He said, they'll not come back until these bays are cleaned up. Folks, the hickory shad are back. I went in the bay every year with Governor Minner, and I saw that improvement. But the bays are cleaning up. But I remember a Secretary of Denrak saying, these bays didn't get dirty overnight, and they're not going to clean up overnight. And when you got two point sources that have been said that are 90% of your phosphate, and we have been years and years and years trying to get them out of our bays, and to this date they're still not out close, it's not the farmers or the individuals that are polluting the bays. It's the state not doing their job. And when I say the state not doing their job, we have let island after island, wet marshland after marshland just disappear, doing nothing to try to protect that. Now they're showing these numbers of disappearing wetlands. Where did your grasses grow? Acres and acres and acres of grasses that put oxygen back in the water, where did they grow? They grew on the protective side of your islands. Those islands are gone. They won't do anything to preserve them. I have been, since I have been an elected official, trying to encourage a dredging program. Senator Bunning and I worked with Denrak trying to get out of the dredge business. We bought three dredges and we can only operate one part of the time. To get out of the dredge business, and we'd get much more dredging done. But until you keep our channels dredged, and we're going through that right now with the Coast Guard, not going to take over our channels because our state has let our channels get so shallow they can't operate properly in there, and they're going to turn it all over to the state. But until we have a program to keep our channels dredged, our channels marked, and our boats in the channels, and not stirring up these marshes, I mean these muddy, flat areas, and stirring up the toxins, you're not gonna get them cleaned up. And being raised on a bay, you could go down there and see sandy beach after sandy beach after sandy beach that our state has let just completely disappear. Folks, what is a better filter for road runoff or cropland runoff than sand? We've let them all disappear. I have been pushing, trying to get those sandy beaches put back, and that will help clean these bays. But until the state does their part and want to spend their money and not push it back on the landowner, they're not going to clean up. They're not going to clean up as fast as they would if we had a state that was really determined they wanted the bays to clean up. I have mentioned fact after fact after fact that would clean our bays up. And we need to get those islands put back. We need to get those grasses back. We need to get those beaches back. And number one, we need to get our channels dredged and marked. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Anyone else on the committee? Representative Wilson.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. I'm Dave Wilson, represent the western side of the county, 35th District. And, you know, my main concerns, Ben, when they asked me to serve on this committee was the word regulation. Actually, it's pretty disturbing when you hear regulations. And, you know, Secretary O'Meara's doing a fine job. I'm not here to discuss his how he operates here in Delaware. But you got to remember that he came from California. He's got new incentives for the state of Delaware, and we're moving someone from the West Coast to the East Coast. And he refers to the regulations, and maybe his ideas are the best. I'm not saying they're not. I've discussed with him. He was in my office last week discussing this very topic. And I'm not here to discourage the wetland operation here, but my main concern is that as legislators, we go to Dover and we pass legislation, hand it back to the state and the county, and then through a regulatory process, it gets changed. And we never hear about it until a constituent calls us and says, hey, how did that ever happen? Very good example of it, your septic regulations. And every time a question comes up about it now, they'll say, well, where were you? It happened 2007. I wasn't even in the legislature in 2007. But I have to listen now to regulations that came back through 2007. And when we start a regulatory process, you know, if we would hear about them when it would come back, but we never, they get left completely from the legislators. And every time we implement a new law in Dover and they take control of it, then we have to take and suffer the consequences when our constituents call us and say, I can't believe you allowed that to happen on our watch. So, you know, I'm open-minded. I want to hear all the incentives. I think it's a great idea. If the state has great ideas, then buy it. You know, if we've got money to buy it, then that's something different. Or incentives. I know Councilman Coles mentioned the farmland preservation. Farmland preservation was where they appraised the property, and you had to give back. So here is an opportunity for the state to have a give back, whether it's through tax credits or buy it. You know, I don't care how we reach that goal, but my concern is with regulations, they get out of control, and then the general public says, well, you guys let that happen to us. And I'm very concerned with implementing any more regulations as the Army Corps of Engineers. I still feel that whether the state takes it or whether the Army Corps of Engineers has it, we're still going to have to answer to, and I can see it being double jeopardy here at some point. We're going to have to listen to this. And I'm really concerned, but I'm keeping an open mind. I want to be able to support, but I didn't really come to speak today because I thought it was more of a learning session of what council wanted us to do. But I'll be glad. I'm open for you to call me if you have any other concerns or anything that we can discuss. We meet again next Wednesday, and I'll be more than happy to talk to any of you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anybody else on the committee? Anybody else on the committee? Okay, now we're going to move right along here. Mr. Godwin, wastewater agreements. Another new subject.
Can we have a consent agenda?